This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Congressional control remains unclear this morning after the midterm elections in the U.S. Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Democrats showed surprising strength in competitive races amid fears the GOP would capitalize on high inflation and President Biden's low ratings and seize at least one chamber. Several key Senate races remain too close to call, from Georgia to Arizona, but in Pennsylvania,
I will never let you down.
John Fetterman flipped a Republican-held seat, boosting Democrats' hopes of keeping the Senate. The GOP needed a net gain of just 5 seats to take the House.
When you wake up tomorrow, we will be in the majority.
Despite Kevin McCarthy's optimism, Democrats defied odds in some key races, and votes are still being counted in others. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea has fired a short-range ballistic missile toward its eastern sea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile was launched from the western town of Sukhum, north of the capital Pyongyang, and flew across the country toward waters off the north's eastern coast. The group didn't immediately release more specific flight details. The launch comes after North Korea fired dozens of missiles last week in an angry reaction to a massive combined aerial exercise between the US and South Korea that the North described as an invasion rehearsal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Southeast Asian leaders are convening in Cambodia, faced with the challenge of trying to curtail escalating violence in Myanmar. This while the country's military-led government shows no signs of complying with the group's peace plan. U.S. President Joe Biden will attend the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. This is VOA News. Iran's top security official, Ali Shamkhani, called for dialogue to end the war in Ukraine during a meeting Wednesday in Tehran with his Russian counterpart. The meetings come after Kyiv and its Western allies accused Russia in recent weeks of using Iranian-made drones to carry out attacks in Ukraine. Tehran denies the allegations. U.S. President Joe Biden is heading to international climate talks in Egypt this week with a message that historic American action to fight climate change won't shift into reverse, as happened twice before when Democrats lost power. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
Current and former Biden top climate officials said the vast majority of the summer's incentive-laden $375 billion climate and health spending package, by far the biggest law passed by Congress to fight global warming, was crafted in a way that will make it hard for future Republican Congresses or presidents to reverse it. Outside experts agree, but say other parts of the Biden climate agenda can be stalled by Republican Congress and courts. Twice in the 30-year history of climate negotiations, Democratic administrations helped forge an international agreement, but when they lost the White House, their Republican successors pulled out of those pacts. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Iran is systematically trying to silence women by arresting an unprecedented number of female journalists in its crackdown on protest over Mahsa Amini's death, a media watchdog said Wednesday. The Islamic Republic has been gripped by protests that erupted when the 22-year-old died in custody September 16th after her arrest for an alleged breach of Iran's strict dress code for women. Reporters Without Borders said in a statement almost half of all newly arrested journalists are women. A protester has been arrested after hurling eggs and vitriol at King Charles III and Camilla, the Queen of Consort, as they walked in the northern England city of York. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video footage shows several eggs in motion and smashed on the ground, none appearing to hit the royal couple, who continued to greet crowds. Then, several police officers could be seen grappling with a man at a crowd barrier. Britain's PA news agency reports the man had booed and shouted, "This country was built on the blood of slaves," as he was being detained. Other members of the crowd had tried to drown him out by chanting "Shame on you" and "God save the King." Charles de Ledesma, London.
And recapping our top story, Democrats showed surprising strength in competitive races in the midterm elections in the United States. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.